Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
For the last 4 weeks, we have been speaking about the matter of the will of God, how to know the will of God, and how to walk in the will of God for our lives. We have established many points, amongst which are the fact that what we are all craving for in life, satisfaction, is found only walking in the will of God. The satisfaction is not found anywhere else. Men miss the point when they want to look for satisfaction in money, they want to look for satisfaction in acquiring material possessions, they want to get satisfaction from doing what men recognize, that is a mistake. The truth is that real satisfaction only comes from doing the will of God. And that was what Jesus said in John chapter 4. He said, "My meat or my nourishment, my source of satisfaction is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." So we have established many things, but what I want to bring out again, most importantly among the things that we have said so far, let me just emphasize it again. And that's the fact that the will of God is not a decision. It is not a particular thing to do in a particular situation. Rather, the will of God is a whole life lived in a manner that is pleasing to God. If you read from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, Paul was explaining that he prayed for the people that they may be filled with the knowledge of the will of God in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that they will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. What he was saying is very simple here, that the will of God comes to us not just as a particular issue at a particular point in time, but that we can walk in a manner pleasing to God in all respects. That's what he was emphasizing. He said, we'll be able to do this as we come into spiritual wisdom and understanding. I'm emphasizing again that the will of God is not who I marry. The will of God is not where should I work. The will of God is not primarily which state should I live in or which country I should settle in. The will of God is a whole life that is lived in a manner pleasing to God. That the very principles that guide your decisions, that guide your actions, the thing that motivates you in everything that you do, is that thing that we are calling walking in the will of God. That you are walking in a manner that is pleasing to God. One of the things we said then is that the will of God is not what appears good to me, but the will of God is that which is pleasing in the sight of God. And I'm just trying to emphasize again that we cannot live anyhow the way we like and then come to a particular crucial point and come to seek to know the will of God in that matter. It does not work like that. The will of God is a whole life. You come to the will of God even when you are not under crisis. You come to the will of God even when you are not under pressure. When you don't have to make a quick decision, should I accept this marriage proposal or I should refuse it? That is the wrong time to start looking for the will of God. By that time, you should have been settled in the will of God. And what will have come to you naturally, you will discover, is in accordance with what God wants you to do at that particular point in time. That the will of God is not something you just come to just when you need it, and then you leave it when you don't need it. No, the will of God, it's part of you. It's part of what you eat, it's part of what you drink, it's part of how you relate to people. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Now, what I want to end with today is to understand one importance of that walking in the will of God when it comes to achieving success in life. You know, we have been speaking on this program, which we captioned the way of success. That is, what we want in life, like I said, is satisfaction. That is to be successful in all that we do. That is it. But then when we're talking about the way of success, the Bible said that there is a way of peace which men do not know. That is, everything you want in life, there is a way to it. If you read from Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, it said, there is a way you find rest for your souls. So we are saying that success in life is what we are discussing in all these things we have been saying. That there is a way to it. It's not as if the message is not always talking about how to get success. No. The message actually is giving the foundations for success. And I was explaining something about this matter of the will of God. That number one, it is only when you are in the center of the will of God that you can even imagine anything called success. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, no matter how much a car tries, no matter how much it apparently succeeds, if the car decides to try and float on water, it will always fail because it was not designed for water. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? That if a boat tried to do the job of a car, no matter how much it appears to succeed, it, no matter how much effort it's putting into it, if that was not what it was created for, whatever it is he accomplishes would be a matter of failure. What I'm saying is that real success is only found in walking according to God's will for your life. If you're not walking in it, no matter what it is that you achieve, you can never call that in success. But apart from that, the ability to even achieve any results in life is what I want to talk about today. Because you see, getting results is not the only issue. There are different ways to get results. A friend of mine wrote a book some time ago and he gave me to read through it. And there was something he said in the book, which I did not know until I read the book, that the word marathon came from the name of the man who ran for 2 days, covered, I think maybe close to 100 miles. I'm not sure of the amount of distance, but quite a great distance, to go and inform the Spartans that Athens was being attacked. Now, I want to just notice something about it. He succeeded in running that distance in 2 days. But as soon as he finished delivering his message, he collapsed and he died. That is, it's not just a matter of getting results. It's getting results and enjoying the results that you have gotten. That is why Solomon will tell you things like, he said, nothing is better than that a man should rejoice in his works. He said, for this is his heritage. He further went ahead to say, that's in the book of Ecclesiastes. He said, as for every man to whom God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat of it, to receive his heritage and to rejoice in his labor, he said, it is the gift of God. That is, the thing you really want is not just to get results, but to enjoy the results that you are getting. That's why I told the story about the man that ran for 2 days, got results, but died instantly after. There are different ways of covering that distance, but there is one beautiful way. Enter a flight, it drops you, having covered that same distance, and you come down from that flight feeling very fresh, as if you just came down from your own sitting room. That way you know that you have achieved results and you are enjoying your results. Listen, there are times I read books, I listen to messages, and I hear stories. And people want to tell me about how it is necessary to work very hard, and how a man sleeps only 5 hours in a day. I absolutely have no plans for sleeping 5 hours in a day. I think it is less than an adult needs to remain healthy. I do not wish to sleep 4 hours in a day. Jesus said that I must walk the walk of him that sent me while it is day, that the night comes when no man can walk. Are you getting what I'm going to say? In fact, David said it like this: it is vain for a man to rise up early, for him to retire late. Therefore, eating the bread or getting the results out of painful labors, he said, because God gives to his beloved even while he sleeps. It's very important you understand that. It's not just that God gives to his beloved sleep, but even while his beloved is sleeping, God still gives to him. And that is what I'm trying to emphasize, the purpose of walking in the will of God at all times. If you are walking in the will of God, you will discover that even while you are sleeping, God is still working on your behalf. Paul says something, if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he was explaining a principle there. If you read from verse 10, he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me. What was he saying here? That you will see a lot of results that I got in my life. It was not because of my struggles. That's what he was saying. Let me explain the meaning of that word grace again. I think we have discussed it in previous times. Grace means that God's power is working on your behalf even when you are not striving. That's the meaning of the word grace. Grace means that God will accomplish things in your life that are far beyond what your own energy could have produced. That if you are going to get results by the power of God, it has to be because you are walking in the will of God. We have established many things about God's will. That for a man to walk in the will of God, the Bible said that he must come to God and believe that he is, and he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that is what is called faith. Yet the Bible also says that for it to be grace, it must be by faith. If you believe that God has a purpose for your life, if you believe that the only way to get results in life is to walk in a manner pleasing to God, let me repeat that again. What defines something as the will of God is not how it feels to me, but how it is pleasing in the sight of God. Now, if you believe all of these things, the Bible says what you are doing is that you are walking by faith. And if you are walking by faith, you will discover that grace is released on your behalf. Now, let me go on and speak about that grace again. Paul said that whatever it is I have achieved in life is by the power of God, not by my own energy. God sent a message to Zerubbabel once. He said, it is not by power or by might, but by my spirit. What was he saying there when he talked about power and might? He's talking about my connections, my ability to rise up early and go to bed late, my ability to network with the greatest number of people, my ability to get a foreign passport, my ability to bring things to birth by my own strength. Now, that is what most people depend on. When they want to get a job, the first question is, who do you know? How connected are you? How much have you tried to network with the right people? Therefore, people who do not have that advantage, their fathers are not connected, they don't know anybody, they don't have an uncle that is rich, they don't know anybody at all. They were not born outside the country, so they don't have a visa. They've played American visa lottery 15 times, and they have never won. Therefore, people like that become discouraged because they think that the way to get results in life is by exerting your energy. And that was the message of God to Zerubbabel, that it is not like that that you will get results. But what does it mean when it says, by my spirit? Now, because I like to get very practical. Let's not just sound highfalutin and spiritual and leave the matter there. When God said, by my spirit, listen to this. He was saying that if you need connection, I will by myself engineer the connections to come and meet you. That is, you don't need to beg anybody. I will arrange events in life to bring you to the necessary place. You know, there's something we have said again and again in this broadcast. We keep on referring to it. That is, people say success is a matter of being in the right place at the right time. God said, if it is my spirit, I will guide you into the right place at the right time, even though you did not even know ahead of time that that place was any place at all. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, that is what is called grace. When a man today, he looks at his background and he's nothing. He looks at the economy around him. It does not promise anything. Yet, in 20 years' time, he looks back at that same situation. And he realizes that at that point in time, there was nothing I could have done that would have brought me to this place where I am today. Then he will say, like Paul, that by the grace of God, I am what I am now. That is, I have come here by the Spirit of God, not by my power, not by my might. I hope you are getting my point. Now, this power is available. If you go and read Ephesians chapter 1, Paul was explaining that Christians need to understand the greatness of the power of God that works towards them because of their faith. That is, this power is great and it is available. That is, it can make a man who was nothing become something. Are you getting my point? There is something that Samuel said to Saul once, which for me is quite instructive, and I would just like to quickly refer to it. If you read from 1 Samuel chapter 15, in verse 17, it says, is it not true that though you were little in your own eyes, you were made the head of the tribes of Israel? Now, get this point. That is, you were small in your own eyes. Now, think about yourself for a moment. That is, you look around. When you see people who maybe their uncles, their fathers, their close relatives, are chairman of banks, are chairman of oil companies, you think that they have an advantage over you. So when they say, why don't you apply here? You instantly say, I don't know anybody. Or maybe you are a contractor and there's a job you can do for your state government. There is a job you can do for the federal government. Or there's a job you can do for a very big company. So somebody say, why don't you tender for that job? And the first thing you say is that I know nobody on the board of that company. That's what Samuel was saying to Saul here. He said, in your own eyes, you were little. That is, when you wanted to apply for a job, people told you that you did not know anybody and you agreed with them. That is, in your own eyes, you were little. Yet God made you. That is, when everybody else competed for that job, they lost it and you got it. And they asked you, how did you do it? I mean, natural terms, you say, man, I don't know. But what you are saying in effect is that by the grace of God, I have gotten this contract. By the grace of God, I did not need to bribe. It's even worse when you are the type that believes in not working in corruption. So you are not ready to bribe or kick anybody back on the contract. The only thing you have to sell is the excellence with which you do your job. Yet you get it. Then you will look and say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And God says, for this grace to work on your behalf, you have to be walking in my will at all times. That is, you don't go to church when you are bidding for a contract to go and pray over the contract and have your pastor bless it. Meanwhile, the day before that, you were not walking in the will of God. That grace will not work towards you like that. I hope you are getting what I'm going to say. But then if you have been walking in God's will, that's what I'm saying, you will discover that when men say that that place, nobody succeeds in there, you will go in there without any connection, without knowing anybody ahead of time, yet you will succeed. You get the point? That's what we are saying. That the way by which a man, the manner by which a woman, we tap into this power is very simple. It is not by praying an all-night prayer before this event happens. It's important you understand this, that God works on your behalf even when you are not aware of it. That is, some big businesses that God has packaged for you, you have never even dreamt of it. It's not only what you ask God for that you get from God. Most of the things you get from God in life, you get it because of the manner in which you are walking. Let me emphasize that again. God indeed, the Bible says, rules in the affairs of men. If you live in this country or you live in any country of the world, the only way by which you will succeed and your success will be guaranteed is that God is blessing you. Do you understand my point? And if God is blessing a man, the people he does not know cannot in any way affect the amount of release that God will give into him. It does not in any way hinder it. I hope you are following what I'm going to say. That if God is blessing somebody, the connection he doesn't have can never say you will not succeed. Let nobody fool you that the reason why you are not succeeding is that you are not living in a particular country. Most people who live in those countries also are not successful. I like one thing Archbishop Benson that also used to say, that the lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator in America. Get the point I'm trying to say here. If God pours a blessing upon you, you are blessed anywhere you go. So I was saying that it's not only the things that you ask God for that he gives to you. Are you getting my point? When he came to Solomon and said, ask me for anything and I will give it to you. One thing Solomon did not ask for was for money. Yet he got so much gold, more than he was able to count. One thing Solomon did not ask for was the life of his enemies. Yet all his enemies were subdued before him. Now, how did he get this? Because he had a purpose in mind, to walk in a manner pleasing to God, to be able to entrench the righteousness of God in his generation. And God said, because that has been your emphasis, because that has been your focus, I will give you much more than people ever wished for. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, if you are found walking at all times in the will of God, one thing is sure, you will get far beyond what you have ever imagined. The problem with people is the Bible says that they spend their energy for that which does not satisfy. The man wakes up in the morning, instead of sitting down, praying to God and studying the word of God to find the way by which his life can be more compatible to the will of God. No, he wakes up early to go and catch one allergy that's planning to travel at 6 a.m. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, the man will not return home because he believes that customers will still keep on coming at 10 p.m. Listen to me. The blessing of God, the Bible says, it makes rich and does not add sorrow to it. A lot of people have succeeded at the expense of their health. Very, very common. Find a 45-year-old man, he's hypertensive, he's gotten a stroke. Why? Because they taught him that diligence, diligence, diligence. Now, I'm not preaching against diligence, but I'm saying that diligence that leaves home at 5 a.m. and comes back at 12 midnight is actually suicide. It is not diligence. Are you getting my point? I'm one person that said, I can never take a job, it's not possible, that would demand that I wake up very early and then come back home very late. Before my kids wake up, I've left the house. Before I come back, they have slept. The question I will ask, who will teach them in the path of righteousness? Because if you go and read the story of Abraham, you will see that God says something about Abraham. That the reason by which Abraham will be blessed is because we know that he will teach his children after him in the way of the Lord how to do righteousness and justice. Then God will be able to bring to pass the promise that he has concerning the life of Abraham. Are you getting my point? Success does not have to be at the expense of your family life. Success does not have to be at the expense of your health. You must have time to relax. Sometimes we glorify wrong practices. That is, you see a man who's very successful and rich. At the end of the day, that is successful in quotes now in the eyes of the world. We look at it and say that the 10 steps to success, using that man's life as an example, we begin to analyze it. What we did not tell ourselves is that this man has been married 5 times. You know, sometimes I read books analyzing the life of Americans. I tend to look beyond the man's physical success. I look behind him. Say, this man is a billionaire. I said, but I also know that he has fathered 7 illegitimate children. I don't want to be like him. I don't want to be like him. You said, oh, this man, I've quoted the words from some men before, but I don't take their whole life as an example. I remember one of the sons of Paul Getty said, money was a curse to our family. Now, this man was at a point in time rated the richest man in the world. Years after him, one of his sons, many of them had been destroyed before this point in time. He said, money was a curse to our family. Now, money itself is not a curse. It's the method by which you get it that is a curse. Are you getting my point? Money itself has no character. If God gives it to you, it will not be a curse. That's why he said it is the blessing of God. That is when God blesses you, you become rich and you will not have any sorrow with it. Are you getting what I'm going to say? Now, how do you get this power working on your behalf? It's by working continually in that will of God. Are you getting my point? That is, God said, I have not asked the children of Israel to serve me for nothing, but I have promised them a reward. That's what I'm telling you. There is a reward for walking in a manner pleasing to God. There was something that Paul told Timothy, and I'd like to use that one to begin to round up what I'm saying. 1 Timothy chapter 4. He was talking about this matter of walking in the will of God, talking about a life that is lived in a manner pleasing to God. If you read from verse 13, he said, give attention to the reading of the scriptures, to exhortation and teaching. He said, do not neglect the spiritual gift within you. At the end of everything, verse 15, he says, take pains with these things, be absorbed in them. He said, and your progress will be evident to all. Are you getting the point here? That is, if you serve God and you walk in a manner pleasing to God, your profiting, your progress in life will be evident to all people. Are you getting my point? Now, one of the things we have to learn as human beings in this life is how to put first things first. What must be first in your life is to walk in a manner pleasing to God. Pleasing people must come secondarily. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, when God has blessed you, you will discover that people will be automatically pleased. That interestingly enough, they will not only be pleased, they will become pleasing to you. That is, the quest for their lives will be how to be pleasing to you, not you trying to please them. No, I've seen young men that all they want to do is to impress upon their villagers that they are rich. So they work every day trying to make money. Unfortunately, the more you try, the farther it is from you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because God has said, the man with an evil eye runs after wealth, but does not know that poverty is what will come upon him. That is a fact. So the more they try, the more the thing is far away from them. But God said, oh, that you will have hearkened unto me, then your well-being will have been like the river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. That is, if the passion of their lives had been to be pleasing to God, they would have discovered that eventually God would have made them the star of that village. And then people will have been seeking their favor, not them trying to be pleasing to everybody. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see people who hardly have money to run their business properly. They have to build a house in the village. They want to show the villagers that they are doing well. Your assignment in life is to impress people who will continue living even after you have died. You know, there are times I talk with people, and I have to tell them that, listen, if you think you are the reason why everybody else is existing, forget it. That is, they will keep on living even if you died now. Why don't you just live in a manner pleasing to God and forget about them? And when God chooses, he will honor you amongst them. Do you follow what I'm trying to say? Now, please, let me just quickly round these things I'm saying off, because my main meat that I want to drop with you today is this fact, that life runs by itself smoothly like an oiled engine if it is lived in the center of the will of God. And this we have discussed over the last many weeks. That is, you will discover that the jobs that God wants you to take, they were prepared before you started looking for a job. Why it is difficult to find those jobs is because you are outside the will of God. You know, I'm one person that believes this absolutely. God knew me before I was born. Therefore, he found my wife before I was born also. Are you getting my point? That is, the wives, the husbands, people are really looking for, they were there before they started looking for it. But it's difficult for them to find because they are not walking in the will of God. Listen to this. Whatever it is that you are looking for in life is waiting for you in the center of God's will. It's an absolute waste of time for you to start praying, who do I marry? Who should I not marry? That's not the issue. Before that, you should pray yourself into the center of the will of God in everything. At the time of marriage, you will find the spouse there. At the time of job, the opportunities will open. Let me say this again. The Bible says, Solomon was speaking in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. If you read the last verses, it said, this also I have found out,
that God made men upright, but they sought out many devices. That is, God has already placed all the provisions for your life in the appropriate places if you are just walking in a manner pleasing to Him. What makes it difficult for you to see is that your eyes have been blinded by idols. We talked about that many weeks ago. And I would like anybody who missed any of these broadcasts, you just go to our website. They are there for you to download and listen to free of charge. This is the fifth day we are speaking about this matter of the will of God. And what I am saying is very, very, very important. We spoke some time ago about idols. Idols are those things that blind you from seeing God's will. Actually, there is nothing that you can ever wish for that God has not prepared ahead of time before you got to the point that you needed it. I remember when I needed a house, when after I came to Enugu, one prayer I kept on praying. I never prayed that, God, please help me find the house. No. I said, Lord, before I came to this town, you knew I was coming. There is a house you prepared for me somewhere. Where is it? That's all. Every day I wake up, I knew one thing for sure. I am not just looking for a house. I'm trying to discover the one God prepared for me before I came. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? Listen, God does not come after your needs. He comes before it. Do you get what I'm saying? That is, before you realize you have a need, the Bible says that He knows that you need these things already. That's why Jesus was teaching His disciples. If you go and read Matthew chapter 6, He said, you therefore seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. What did He mean by that? He said, don't pray like those who don't know God. He said, because your heavenly Father knows that you need these things already. Do you get my point? Now listen, if God knew you needed something, and they had the ability to do it, don't you think He will do it? Now get the point, because He said Himself that you that know to do good and don't do it, to you it is sin. Therefore, if God knows to do good, why will He not do it? But He has done it. That's a fact. The reason why we haven't discovered it is that we are not walking in the center of His will. So we spend our energy praying all night for blessings, praying all night for promotion. We spend our energy, and Joseph is my example. Joseph never prayed for promotion. He just made sure that he walked in a manner pleasing to God, and he found promotion at the appropriate times. Listen to me. David did not pray for promotion. What happened? He found himself in the places that ignited the release of his promotion. David did not go to the battle to go and look for trouble. He was on an errand from his father. Then he discovered something and he responded according to the knowledge of God inside him. He said, how can this uncircumcised Philistine be taunting the armies of the living God? The Spirit of God entered into him and he killed Goliath. From then on, the release of the anointing of the king upon him became manifest. He never prayed about it. Are you getting my point? What am I saying? That is what is called the power of grace. And Paul said, labor to enter into the rest of God, because anyone who has entered into God's rest has ceased from his own works. Are you getting what I'm saying here? He said, there is what is called the rest of God. If you go and read Hebrews chapter 3 and Hebrews chapter 4, he said, labor to enter into God's rest. Because once you are inside the rest of God, you have ceased from your own works. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you don't work anymore, but it means that the assignment of God will be imposed upon you automatically. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, you don't try. God brings events into your life that propels you into success. You will discover that you did not need to try to connect with anybody. Connection will be imposed upon you at the right time. When the angel came to Mary, what did he say? He said, you will give birth to a child. And Mary, if you read in King James, says, how can these things be, seeing that I know no man? And I like to use that one to conclude what I'm saying today. The angel said, Gabriel, he said that the Spirit of God will overshadow you. Get my point. You may say that I don't know any man, so I won't get a good job. I don't know any man, so I cannot get the contract I'm looking for. I don't know any man, so it will be difficult to succeed in life. But Gabriel is saying to you again, that if you are walking in a manner pleasing to God, you will discover that the Spirit of God has overshadowed you already. And there is something that God has placed inside you and it is about to be born. Listen, success in life is automatic to the man, to the woman who is living in the will of God. As I close, let me remind us of that statement that I made earlier. The will of God is not a decision. It is not an opinion on a particular matter. The will of God is a life lived in a manner pleasing to God. I hope you understand that.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books and other materials, log on to kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.